say into your early life romance came, and in this heart of yours burned a flame that flickered one day and died away. Then with disillusion deep in your eyes, you learn that fools in love soon grow wise. The years have changed you somehow. I see you now.
You're beautiful.
Awake. You were so still. I thought... I didn't think you were breathing. But what do you mean? It's me. It's Daria. We work together. Don't you remember? We work the same shift, and we have supper together every night. And you read me stories, and then we... Oh, Mother's mercy! I thought... Maybe. But you remember? You're right. But you're so pallid. What did they do to you down there? You must be so hungry. You've been so worried. You were gone for so long. Couldn't say exactly. You went missing, I think, 5 days before I woke up in these chains. I think I came looking for you, and well, here we are. I'm sorry. I would swear I'd been here for days now, but I don't know. I screamed and I screamed, but no one came. We must be somewhere in the dungeons. Somewhere deep. Something terrible is stirring in the castle. Then it is her. The Countess. Then it's all true. All those horrid rumors. All the murder. We must leave this awful place. You and I.
Tonight.
We'll grab some wine and a loaf of greenest bread from the kitchen to put some color back on your cheeks and run. We'll leave the castle and the village and the mountains and... Oh, but we should warn the others too, shouldn't we? Hey. Can you see a key? Or... Oh... Oh, you're not clothed at all. Oh, naked under there, aren't you? Perhaps you should find something to or not listen. Are you all right? You're acting so strangely. If you say so. Anything? Maybe something heavy to break these chains.
It's a taste, you'll no doubt develop.
What? Why are you looking at me like... Are you sure you're all right? You look so sickly. And your eyes. There's something different about your eyes. You poor thing. We must find you a doctor.
What are you? That is highly inappropriate. Please, don't touch me. There.
Go on. Drink.
There's mercy. Oh dear. Oh dear. Your lips on my neck feel so good, so right. I've wanted to tell you for so long. I was afraid. Ow! What are you? That hurts! Please stop! Why?
Well, the stray hungers. But perhaps you should spare the rest for later. So that you may properly savor your last supper together. Such spirit! Put those paltry claws away, Stray, and know your role. A paper tiger can't hope to stand against a dragon. Besides, your anger is wholly misplaced. What have you done? Only that which comes naturally. It's not your fault. She is nothing but meat to you now. Well, you have ascended. I see it in your eyes. You'll come to understand your gift soon enough. Come, sit with me. I am not asking. Come, be a good girl for me and lie down on my lap. The time for demureness is long past.
There you are. Shivering, you poor thing. It's frightening, I know. And look at the mess you've made. Her blood still dripping down your chin. You'll learn. And you can be good for me at least. Be acquiescent. Promising. I'll make you a lady worthy of carrying my name yet. I understand your apprehension. I do. The change can be distressing. I still remember the day. But you are not like them anymore. No, you're something more. Something greater. You've been reborn in a line of lords, gifted power akin to gods. You still don't grasp what I've given you. Let me demonstrate. Look. You see? The skin of your belly. So beautiful. So soft. Oh, how wide your eyes. Shh. Don't be afraid. This won't hurt. For more than a moment. Shh. Shh. Calm down, sweet girl. Calm down. There, my brave girl. You see? Already your flesh mends, your skin pristine as ever, your beauty unmarred. This is Mother Miranda's gift, a gift I now pass on to you. You are more than them now. You are better. You are like me. A monster in their eyes, yes. But what is a lamb but rightful prey to a dragon? To me, you are a sweet, treasured daughter.
Me?
No. Pay no mind to the meat. She's an insignificant distraction. Look at me. Chin up. Look at me. But your thoughts are preoccupied by the girl, aren't they? It's in your eyes. The defiance. The trepidation. The desperation. This compassion for your quarry is something you'll eventually grow out of. But I will humor you for now. Daria. Yes, that's what they called her. Your dear friend, Daria. I'll make you an offer, then. Play this right, and she may yet live. For now, it's all up to you. Oh, it's very simple. You'll recall the choice is already made for you. I am bearing a gift, and you will take it. All I demand of you is your unquestioning obedience as you play the part of the doting daughter. Please me, and in return, I'll let you keep your toy. Keep her as a confidant, take her as a lover, or give in to your hunger. Don't cross me, and you can do with her what you will. Her fate, her body, is in your hands. I own yours either way. You'll do anything, will you? Sweet girl. Such an eager answer now. But don't think I'll make this easy for you. I meant what I said. My whims and urges are yours to satisfy. And in turn, I'll love you like no one else on this earth can. Transgressions will be punished most harshly, and pleading will get you naught. But it will get easier in time. I can promise you that. You'll learn to enjoy your new condition. I know I did. And one day you'll be grateful for what I've given you. And then, once you're ready, you'll meet Mother Miranda herself. And once she sees the perfection I've conceived, she'll finally have to acknowledge all I've done for her. Then, sweet daughter of mine, you will serve me. But not as you have before. From this day forth, you are heir to the Dimitrescu estate and its lands. My authority is yours, and a slight against you is a slight against Countess Dimitrescu herself. The servants are at your beck and call, and the villagers. Well, you'll need something to sate that hunger of yours if you hope to protect the girl. From this day forth, all of this is yours, and all I demand in return is the reverence I deserve. From this day forth, you are astray no longer, and will be known to all as Lady Perdita Dimitrescu. From this day forth,